Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Bringing People to Jesus.
From the Gospel of St. Matthew. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. We've just finished with the celebration of the Epiphany, the octave of Christmas. And while the Christmas carols might still be fresh in our ears, the Gospel turns now to the public ministry of Jesus. One of the things I'm most impressed with and proud of in my parish in Springfield, Illinois, is that as we embraced our call to stewardship and discipleship, the parish decided that one of its external ministries would be feeding the homeless and the hungry at local shelters. In fact, on Saturdays, the women's club gets together and makes sack lunches. And then a whole group of them go out and deliver them to people on the streets, praying with them, talking with them, sometimes giving them socks and underwear, sometimes bags of toiletries, all things collected from the larger St. Aloysius community. Amazingly, the more people go out and minister to those in need, the more people want to join them, because they recognize that in bringing these various and sundry items to the poor, and by praying with them, they really do bring those afflicted to Jesus. Aren't we all called to bring others to Jesus? I know when I was a younger priest, I thought it was my duty to really cure them, in a sense, to cure the needy, to see that they had what they needed, and to really be a Christ for them. But as I grow older in my ministry, I realize that what I can do most effectively is simply to walk with people, to walk with them in their journey of faith, to bring them to Jesus so that Jesus can cure them, so that Jesus can meet their every need. As we say goodbye to Christmas for another year, it seems to me that one of the most effective ways we can bring forth the Christ into the world, as Mary did, is by walking with others who are in most need of his mercy, most in need of his love, most in need of what he can give us, not what we can offer in our own, from our own meager storehouse, but really to bring them to Jesus so that the grace of Jesus can fill their hearts. Here is their healing. Here is their God. Again, what better way than to do these sorts of works of mercy, to bring about the presence of God in our world, the true incarnation, Christ among us. Let us say a little prayer now for those who bring others to Christ and for those who are in need in our own worlds, the poor, the homeless, the hungry, those who need an education. O Lord, please give me a heart of mercy and compassion like your Son. Help me to realize that you came for all people, especially for those who are in serious need. Give me the grace to do my part so that all people will come to enter into your healing presence and into the reign of God. Lord God, hear my prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. May God give us the strength to be Christ for others this day and every day of our lives.